Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. It has been 2 months since we podcasted.
It's been a long time.
It has, and I'm so sorry that it's been 2 months. I mean, it has been a hectic 2 months. Mm-hmm. We had some major changes in our practice. We joined a big super group, and we also transitioned over from one electronic medical record to another. We'd been using this other one for almost 9 years, and it's been a transition.
Mm-hmm. And it was your busiest time of the year.
And it's the busiest time of the year. And we lost our nurse practitioner, right. And we're training a new one. And it's
been like one thing on top
of another. It's just been one thing. And I tell you what, I did shed some tears. there were some really, really, really rough moments. I mean, this is how I was describing it the other day. I felt like over the last 2 months, there were like 3 or 4 fire hydrants with water just shooting into my face. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think that I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are starting to calm down. I feel
it's gone down to one hose now.
Yeah. And it's actually just, just dripping out. So it's good. We had a little catch up time over the holidays. We had nice holiday, spent some time with my family and at Thanksgiving, and then with Tina's family now for Christmas, and took a few days off, and it flew by so fast.
Mm-hmm. As it always does.
As it always does. And here we are, the 3rd of January, mm-hmm. 2019.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And welcome back to our show. We are near our 300th show.
We're three away.
Three away from our 300th show. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That was motivating enough to get back to podcasting.
It was. Yeah. Absolutely.
Huge accomplishment.
Yep, that's right. So here we are, 2019. You know, the beginning of every year is always a time where, people set goals, and, they've got resolutions and all sorts of great lofty plans.
There's lots of commercials on TV for weight loss and
exercise, eating healthy,
stopping smoking.
That's right.
What else did they? Getting out of debt. That was another.
Oh
big
yeah,
one.
Getting out of debt.
Tons of commercials for getting out of debt.
Oh, and getting rid of your timeshare.
Oh yes,
I've heard some commercials for that. Yeah, you got into something you had no idea. They told you a lie. It was a lie. We will help you get out of that timeshare. So all sorts of things. And so we thought we'd talk a little bit about ways, suggestions for kicking off your new year. Mm-hmm. And, the year's going to fly by, all right? 2018 just flew by. I mean, it's crazy because before you know it, we'll be back in the holiday season. So
yeah, someone was already counting down to Christmas, and I'm like, stop!
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All righty. Well, the goals people set, unfortunately, a lot of times start to dwindle as the year gets, as we get started, we get back into the same routine, into our same bad habits. And
yeah, there was a U.S. News report that said that approximately 80% of resolutions fail by the second week of February.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's because most people set really lofty, high-level goals for themselves, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to lose weight, or, I'm going to eat better, right? It's really vague,
right.
and
right.
lofty. The hacks that we try to teach people is to get more specific, mm-hmm. with your goals.
I agree. Instead of saying, we're going to eat better, or exercise more.
Yeah.
Literally be very specific and intentional, and commit to daily, weekly, and monthly changes, mm-hmm. lifestyle changes. So for example, I'm going to drink 60 ounces of water every day.
Right.
All right. So instead of, yeah, this year I'm going to drink more water, mm-hmm. actually set the goal and write it down.
Right.
There's something about visually seeing it. And so write it down, you know, or we're going to work out 3 times a week, mm-hmm. you know, set the goals and set these milestones and be very specific, because this is the key to sustained long-term success, where, mm-hmm. you know, 3 months from now, you're back at square one and you're wondering what happened.
Yeah. And the other one too is to start small, right? Mm-hmm. Like
baby
like,
steps.
Don't be like, oh, I'm going to work out every single day,
right.
you know, or I'm that whole goal of,
I never say that.
Yeah. I'm going to eat healthier, you know, and then you're trying to eat healthy every single day. Well, maybe just say, we're going to cook at home 2 or 3 nights a week, mm-hmm. if you're not already doing that, right? Make it something that you feel like you could do easily,
right?
Right, versus something that's a stretch. Because if you try to stretch yourself too much, like you said, you're not going to stick with it. So start small, ease into it, make them easy changes.
Yeah, small baby steps. You know, and I mean, another example is like, you know, I'm going to learn something new this year. You know, I mean, if you're going to do something, like actually get some, do it. You know, if you want to learn a new language, so buy a CD program and then just agree that every day on your way to work, you're going to listen to it for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, and just do it and do it every day. And, you know, that's the best way to take a goal, and a goal is to basically put it into small, manageable tasks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was listening to a podcast, mm-hmm. on, it was a podcast for entrepreneurs, and they were talking about a guy who kept winning with these marathons, and they kept asking him, how do you do it? Mm-hmm. How do you do it? And finally, he wrote a book, because he was like a world time champion. And so he mm-hmm. finally wrote a book. And in the book, he was describing that originally his goal was always set to, you know, the very end of the marathon. And that he realized that it was too much. And he would, you know, by mile 7, he was already giving up, because it was so far off mm-hmm. the end. Mm-hmm. So instead, he would map out what the marathon was, and he would set goals like all along the way, like, I'm going to reach this gas station. Mm-hmm. And then after that gas station, the next thing is the target, mm-hmm. like maybe a mile away, and I'm going to reach, you know, mm-hmm. and he would set these small milestones, literally mm-hmm. milestones, right. as he went through the marathon, so that he knew what he was coming to, and he had something to look forward to.
And he'd have a win.
He'd have a win, right. Exactly.
He'd have a win along the way. Yep. Like, instead of just one win of winning the marathon, he had 26 wins.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mile. Yeah.
So
it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is. It's really it's a mind game.
It is. It is.
Changing your life and creating new habits is a total mind game.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
So put a lot of opportunities in there to have a lot of good wins.
I agree.
For yourself.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Another thing that is actually, I think, a great suggestion is get the hard stuff done first.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody listening procrastinate?
We live in a world of procrastination.
We do. You know,
especially when it comes to hard stuff.
Yeah. And it's such a hard habit to kick, you know, and you know, most of us, we put off the hard stuff as long as possible because it's hard. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard. You know, our recommendation is do the hard stuff first.
Right.
And get it done. Yeah. And get it over with, you know, and actually, it's going to be amazing how great you're going to feel,
right.
that you've done it.
Well, it's the win, right? Like, you start the morning off with a big win.
Right.
So like, for most people, this is pertaining to exercise, okay? Because most people struggle with, when do I fit exercise into my day? By the time I get home, I'm tired. You know, first thing in the morning, a lot of people have a hard time dragging themselves out of bed to exercise. But it is the best time of the day to exercise, is right when you first wake up. Because once you get up, you've got the energy to get into it, but then you have that win for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel really good. You can carry yourself throughout the day with that big win, knowing that you got your exercise in. You don't have to worry about fitting it in later.
Right.
Right.
Yep. That's right. I agree. So just get the hard stuff done first. Another one is screen time. Okay. And this is a huge issue now in our day. I mean, we're basically surrounded by screens. I mean, we've got our tablets, our smartphones, and our computers, and, you know, you name it. We are in front of screens so much of the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you take an inventory of how much time you're spending in front of a screen, whether it's the computer, the TV, a tablet, the phone, you know, and reassess your priorities. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know for a fact that when I get on Facebook, it's so hard to pull out of it, mm-hmm. right? You get on the feed and soon, you know, you've been on there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So it really sucks up time. And, mm-hmm. you know, now you've got Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and, you know, you name it. There's all sorts of different social medias and that's just the phone.
Right.
That's just the phone. Yeah. So, you know, just take inventory of your screen time.
Because you could basically take that time and put it toward your goals.
Yeah.
Right? Like making a healthy dinner or exercising or going for a walk.
Right.
Or whatever your goals are. Listening to a CD if you want to learn a new mm-hmm. language, or taking a cooking class, or, you know, like when you take the tally and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm spending 2 hours a day in front of my phone mm-hmm. looking at stuff I don't really need to know about. How else could I use that time? Right, more effectively to help me reach whatever goal I'm trying to hit this year.
That's right, because, you know, more screen time just basically means less of everything else, mm-hmm. okay? So, you know, less quality time spent with your loved ones, your friends, your family, or even spending time taking care of yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. For example, like you mentioned, cooking a healthy meal or right. exercising.
Right.
So that's something that I would highly recommend. I think that most of us could very easily probably cut back on some of our screen time.
Yeah. I think the big one too that we're doing this year, which is the next hack, is really looking at finding some more balance. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids, we've got a lot of kids and they're all very busy and they're all going in different directions. And I think taking a look at really maybe having them pick less activities per each of them, so we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off, and yeah. having more rest time at home, I think is really important for the whole family. And I think in general, most families that have kids are running ragged, and we don't have to be. You know, pick an activity or two, mm-hmm. you know, let the kids excel in those things, and just enjoy some time at home resting, you know, and being with each other.
Yeah, I agree. Go for a walk, you know, go for a walk. I mean, this time of the year, well, I can speak for Arizona, for Phoenix, you know, I know that there are many other places where weather may not be as conducive for going for a walk. But, you know, take your family on a walk regularly throughout the week, you know, I mean, that is such a great form of exercise. I mean, I know some people feel that if they're not out in the gym working out or lifting weights and jogging or on a treadmill, that they're not doing something. But, you know, we always talk about movement and that it doesn't have to be anything fancy or extravagant, even just simple stretching exercises, okay? But walking is such a great form of exercise and, you know, and a great opportunity for bonding with the family.
Yeah, it's amazing actually what gets talked about on family walks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe consider leaving the technology at home. That's when you right. go on your walk.
That's right.
And then, you know what? Probably, I'm going to say last but not least, and probably the most important, is to be thankful and grateful. You know, as soon as everybody wakes up in the morning, our recommendation and suggestion would be that you write down three things that you're thankful for, all right? I mean, there is actually a science behind thankfulness and happiness. And the more thankful you are, the happier you are. And the happier you are, the more likely you are to accomplish your goals for the day, mm-hmm. okay? So that whole thing of being grateful, being thankful, can absolutely change your life. And, you know, because it changes your perspective mm-hmm. on everything and everyone. I mean, it's amazing. It really does. You know, even if you get into an altercation with someone, you know, having that that aura of thankfulness and gratefulness just changes how you even approach something like that and how you handle situations that might otherwise be handled in a not so great way.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, and it gives you the motivation to accomplish the goals that you've set for yourself.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I hope that these tips are helpful and you know, helpful for you and your family, get you focused in the new year and help you get some plans into action that will help you reach your goals in 2019.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, great year. And actually, we'll be back. We will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.